facility.
In addition, the sanitary district will require users who plan to discharge wastewater to tell them about any hazardous substances included. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich says Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama is being sucked into a political setup by Republicans. Tony Arnold explains.
Next week, the Illinois Senate is scheduled to take up some long-debated ethics legislation.
What I'm fearful of is that this is a Republican trap, and they're setting Barack Obama up by using this ethics issue in Illinois.
Governor Blagojevich says that trap can be avoided if the state Senate approves his controversial changes to the legislation, which he says improve it. Obama entered the fray this week, urging the state Senate president to bring the bill up for another vote. The Illinois House already overrode the governor's changes. Blagojevich says if the Senate also rejects his ethics reform plan, Republicans will likely attack Obama for supporting what the governor calls a weak bill. I'm Tony Arnold.
The Illinois Army National Guard now says two of its soldiers have died in an explosion in Afghanistan. The National Guard says Specialist Joshua Harris of Oak Park died Wednesday after a roadside bomb explosion. He was 21. The Guard earlier reported the explosion killed 24-year-old Sergeant Jason Antonio Vasquez of Chicago. Vasquez and Harris were part of Battery B of the 122nd Field Artillery 2nd Battalion based in Robbins, Illinois. The two were among about 200 Illinois Army National Guard soldiers in Afghanistan. Earlier, the Defense Department also reported that a 19-year-old Illinois soldier died Wednesday in Iraq. Private First Class Leonard Gilzinski of Carroll Stream died after a vehicle accident. Prosecutors in Marion County, Indiana, say a company that offered to inspect roofs for hail damage after a 2006 storm tried to scam insurance companies by having employees damage roofs. Prosecutors say CPM Construction offered free hail damage inspections to potential customers after a massive hailstorm in Indianapolis 2 years ago. Court records show that company employees would then cause damage to shingles and siding, bending them, scraping them with coins, or hitting them with golf balls in socks. The company then allegedly tried to arrange insurance claims to pay for the repairs. Lawyers for CPM Construction say the company denies the charges and that President and Chief Executive Officer Joseph Ratcliffe intends to vigorously defend the company against the charges. Rotary clubs across the country are renewing their efforts to eradicate polio across the country, around the world, rather. East Central Illinois chapter says it's still a problem in a handful of countries where some U.S. citizens are slipping through the cracks as well. It's announced the launch of Pennies for Polio as part of a $100 million matching challenge from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Kathleen Buto is a Carle Clinic pediatrician who saw the immediate impact of the polio vaccine when she started practicing medicine in the mid-50s.
Obviously, there are always going to be a few people who, for very good medical or religious reasons, cannot get the vaccine. But if we let down our guard and allow a significant amount, like 10% of the community, not to be immunized, we will set ourselves up for the possible new epidemic.
But Buto says this campaign is focused largely on countries like India, Pakistan, and Nigeria, where distrust of Western culture has kept the vaccine from being widely distributed. The local fundraising goal of the Rotary campaign is to raise $156,000 within a couple of years. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank, offering businesses ways to focus on productivity with services such as credit card and check processing, cash management systems, and tools to streamline the back office. Commerce Bank, helping businesses succeed for more than 143 years.
It's 4:34, and now AM 580's Mike Sola joins us with a look at our weekend weather.
Well, thanks, Tom. We're still dealing with some of the remnants of Ike or the impact thereof. The main highway between Indiana and Chicago is crowded with traffic again. They've reopened Interstate 8094 after 4 days of work to pump away the water that had swamped the highway since the storms last weekend. And lanes of Interstate 65 northbound are also open again. So starting to see some improvement as far as the travel conditions that were somewhat compounded, the trouble compounded by Ike. And they are still trying to restore power to, and they have to, all but 36,000 homes and businesses across portions of Indiana that were hard hit by the strong winds as Ike's remnants moved through the area. As far as East Central and Central Illinois, again, we're still looking at improvement. Sangamon River at Riverton is cresting at this time. Locations upstream towards Monticello will see the river fall through tonight. Locations downstream through Petersburg will continue to see the rise for the next several days. And we may start to see a few more of the counties or the areas that are under the river flood warnings removed from that status. Today, we saw a few more clouds than in recent days as high clouds drifted across central and southeastern Illinois through the day. A few fair weather cumulus clouds also popped up in western Illinois. And right now on the radar, there are a few thunderstorms that are pushing towards far southern Illinois and western Kentucky. For Champaign-Urbana tonight, partly cloudy, low 57, partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 81. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low 56, and partly sunny with a high of 80 degrees on Sunday. It's 4:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Next month, the Iraqi government will take control of a large group of Sunni paramilitaries. Many of these men were once insurgents fighting American troops. Now they're paid and supervised by the American military, and they've played a key role in reducing the violence in Iraq. With the handover, Iraq's Shiite-led government has promised to fold some of the militiamen into the state security forces and to find civilian jobs for the rest. But as